The Chemainus Crofton Community Schools Association gave a presentation to North Cowichan Council on December 4 to advocate for a proposed daycare center on Berridge Street in Crofton. The presentation accompanied a petition supporting the Crofton Early Learning Center. The petition was presented by Brandy Callahoo, director, and Laura White, early years manager with the association. The presenters said their goal was to respond to a prior petition opposing the facility, brought to council on November 6. In turn, the association initiated their own petition and gathered 500 signatures as well as numerous letters of support. Opponents of the center have raised concerns about traffic, environmental impacts, and the suitability of the proposed location. "This is not about the interests of any one individual or group," Callahoo told council. "It is about making decisions that benefit our entire community." The presentation addressed concerns raised in the petition against the site of the proposed daycare and aimed to strengthen the case for the center. Crofton currently has no licensed daycare spaces available. The gap between the community's needs and care available will only grow with continued development. Addressing concerns raised about traffic, the presenters said they would work with North Cowichan to implement safety controls. They pointed out that the current site plans incorporate adequate parking facilities and a well-designed driveway in compliance with municipal bylaws. The presenters sought to reframe the discussion, calling upon the council to prioritize community needs over individual preferences. White underscored this point, stating, "Living in a space where traffic does not impede you is a privilege. It's not a right." The presenters also discussed how plans for the Early Learning Center in Crofton align with the North Cowichan Official Community Plans section on childcare priorities. The plan discusses the importance of early childhood development, 0 to 6 years, and notes that society is responsible for providing the best possible start for all children. White pointed out that the current vulnerability rate of children in North Cowichan is 33%. More than 3 times higher than what is considered reasonable by the Human Early Learning Partnership. Vulnerability rate refers to the percentage of children in a population who are at risk of not meeting developmental milestones in areas such as physical health, emotional well-being, or social competence. It is assessed by tools like the Early Development Instrument. Callahoo said that addressing the lack of available childcare spaces, only 15% of children under 2 have access to childcare, is crucial for children to thrive and parents to participate fully in the workforce, noting that the lack of childcare exacerbates gender inequality, as it disproportionately affects women. With no access to affordable high-quality childcare, women have to work part-time or stay at home. They have a loss of career development. There is a gender pay gap and women do most of the unpaid work including childcare, Callahoo said. The presenters also took issue with the timing of opposition to the childcare facility. "Residents have had ample opportunity to raise their concerns in the past 2.5 years. It is unjust to initiate a petition considering that 3.5 years of planning and considerable resources have gone into this project," Callahoo said. Addressing concerns around economic impacts raised, Callahoo pointed out that the land is already owned by North Cowichan and the provincial government has allocated funds for construction, which will result in lower taxes compared to if the municipality had to purchase property for the project. Opponents have argued that development on the site and the presence of 44 children could impact the local environment. However, the presenters described these concerns as unfounded, stating that construction will not cause adverse environmental effects and emphasizing that environmental stewardship will be a priority for the center. "Dismissing the needs of the majority to accommodate a select few is an elitist perspective," White concluded. "The requirements of local families, especially the increasing population of children in the area, should be prioritized. The Early Learning Center will benefit not only current residents but future generations, ensuring that children receive the necessary support and education to make meaningful contributions to the community." Several residents also attended the meeting to speak during the public input portion. Jocelyn Anderson, a 30-year resident of Crofton, spoke in favor of the daycare and its proposed location. She urged council to move forward with the project, acknowledging the benefits for Crofton families. Anderson suggested that residents opposed to the daycare could explore alternatives, saying, "The residents of the street have only a few choices. You can put up a fence, put up a hedge, put up a for sale sign, or just get on with it." Aaron Peterson also took the podium in support of the daycare. He and his wife moved to Chemainus about a year and a half ago and immediately got on dozens of daycare wait lists all over the island. They remain on those wait lists and don't have a lot of hope their now two-year-old son will get a spot, especially since one of those lists has more than 220 children on it. Peterson said that, without daycare within the year, his wife will have to quit her job, something that would add increased pressure on already tight finances. Not all residents agreed with the presenter's views. John Iveson, the resident behind the original petition opposing the daycare, outlined his concerns to council. Iveson said he was told by staff that a traffic assessment would be undertaken as part of the building permit process. "Currently, there's no budget for these measures. So it's a little bit of the cart before the horse," Iveson said before asking, "Is council aware of these measures and the costs that are likely to escalate significantly for this project?" Mayor Rob Douglas wrapped up the topic by providing some clarification on the status of plans for the daycare facility. "The daycare facility is currently a priority for this municipality and council. We are actively working with the province to secure additional funding in order to move this project forward in 2025. At this stage, if council wants to shift direction and not pursue this project, that will require someone from around this table to initiate that at a future meeting. But at this time, it is a priority of the municipality and of council. The project is expected to continue development pending further funding and assessments."